You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, as the city worker strike goes on for a third day, services are being impacted. Among them, trash collection, which has been brought to a halt. Garbage is now piling up throughout the city, as we hear more now from KYW's Matt Coughlin reporting from South Philly.
The piles are getting head high in some places as dumpsters quickly fill up overnight. At Broad and Snyder, sanitation department managers came in trash haulers to scoop up the excess garbage that was building up along the sidewalk on Snyder. Managers say they are going around trying to keep the sites as clean as possible. New dumpsters were dropped off shortly after workers scooped up the trash. One corner store employee says he's relieved the trash is gone.
It was horrible since yesterday. People start putting a trash bag in the street.
At the 10th and Bigler Streets dump site, there were non-union contractors from City Works, like William Giordano, who are keeping that site clear.
We get a lot of older people, older couples coming out to us, and they can't reach a six foot up on a dumpster. It's not feasible, no.
Giordano says they haven't had any trouble with the union. They support the union. He says they aren't scabs. They're just helping keep the road clear. He says they're contracted to be there from 4 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. However, they won't be there over the holiday weekend. And if things don't change, they expect there to be a terrible mess when they return next week. I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.